things are about to heat up in Alabama. In the summer, we have some of the hottest temperatures in the country, with an average of 90 degrees and record highs of over 100 degrees. So when it comes to plastic-free substitutions, one thing you don't want to get wrong is deodorant. The first marketed deodorant came about at the turn of the 20th century. The plastic packaging arrived after World War II. Since then, the deodorant and antiperspirant market has grown into an $18 billion per year industry. Deodorants help stop odor by fighting bacteria, and antiperspirants help lessen sweat by clogging ducts, usually with aluminum compounds. Most deodorant comes in an unrecyclable plastic container. The packaging is made from a combination of plastic types or resins, making it pretty much impossible to break down and recycle. With nearly 5 million people just in Alabama, that adds up to a lot of deodorant and a lot of plastic waste. The first choice for plastic-free deodorant has commonly been all-natural deodorants, aluminum-free, using natural oils and plant-based ingredients with antibacterial properties. Many use baking soda, cornstarch, or clays to help soak up the sweat. Some are more effective than others, and some are still packaged in plastic. When I first began my plastic-free journey, many of these natural products, along with recipes you can make yourself, had to be applied with your fingers, like lotion. Let me just say, after trials, that's not my favorite. After searching, I found a deodorant and a cardboard tube that you push up from the bottom and apply as usual. The brand works great, smells great, leaves no visible residue, and I can recycle or compost the tube when it's empty. The downside is it has to be ordered online, making it less likely to be picked up by shoppers, limiting its reach and availability to provide a ready plastic-free alternative. Now, the other day, my husband and I were shopping, and something caught our eye. Deodorant and cardboard tubes, right there at the end of the aisle on full display. Then we realized there were actually several brands, all in plastic-free packaging. To make things even more exciting, there are major brands changing their packaging. So if you're not into natural deodorant, you can now find traditional, popular antiperspirants and deodorants in paper tubes and also refillable metal containers. So maybe I'm getting a little too excited about deodorant. But what I'm really excited about is seeing a market shift toward environmental responsibility and sustainability. To see big business taking steps toward less plastic packaging is a big deal. Making plastic-free alternatives readily available to the average shopper is a big deal. Having a wide variety of choices and sustainable packaging is exciting news. We can create positive change and call for more eco-friendly products with our shopping and lifestyle choices. So keep up the good work as we continue to live with less plastic.